Hurkun oku trap sons trap sons trap sons trap sons trap don't sons trap don't sons trap Түүний сонс тө хөг чим дур булаа Дадаш дуутан дур булаа бууруулаа
Brand new MMA Roasted Podcast. The gang is back. Me, it's Adam Hunter. Me, as well as Greg Wilson. As well as my man, Tyler Smith.
Heyo!
It's going to be a great show today. We have us. Fuck everybody else. We're here. I want to thank our sponsor, Speedweed. Marijuana is legal in California. It's legal. Don't leave the house to get it. Get it delivered. Go to speedweed.com. Follow them at Speedweed. They're great. They're great people. You get pizza delivered. You get all kinds of things delivered to you. Time is valuable. Okay, so Speedweed, save time. Speedweed.com. Check them out. Mention Roasted. You get $100. You get $10 off. $100 or more.
You get a free $100.
Yes.
No, you don't.
No. So let me just. I'll just start. I've had the crazy week. Vegas was awesome. I had the MMA Awards last week, which went really, really well. Tyler, talk for a second.
Yes.
Talk again.
I'm talking.
Greg?
Talking.
All right, we're good. Greg, talk again.
Talking.
Okay, good. All right, so.
This is for sound, people.
Yes, for sound, people. So MMA Awards were great. It was stressful. I mean, first of all, I did that Baby Shark video with Aspen.
Yeah.
Which was controversial. Some people were like, this is terrible. I thought it was hilarious,
too. Loved it. And I'm not even... I didn't even know the reference, really.
Oh, really?
I know that I was aware of it. Like, it's a children's thing, right. Et cetera. Yeah. But I wasn't even that aware of it. Like, I'd never actually seen Baby Shark. But I still thought it was funny.
Yeah. So I was fighting for it. And they were like, you know, it was on the verge of getting cut. Or not cut. People were like, I don't know. Yeah. So it went... it wasn't that big of a hit in the crowd. But then when Ben posted it, it got 500,000 hits.
Like, right, it went viral.
In like one day, right. 500,000. Unfortunately, after he lost, people were like, you got knocked out, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, you know, like, and just...
Well, that was the other thing, especially since he called out Dylan Danis, like at the end of it, before the fight. So talk about giving a gift to Dylan Danis.
Yeah.
Like, because he was like, oh, diss track coming soon. Well, what do you think that's going to be about?
Well, no, Danis actually tweeted out, hey, man, keep your head up. You're a warrior. Actually, Danis was...
Wow, that's classy as shit.
Yeah.
Because I saw the one tweet where it was like, diss track coming
that
soon.
Was before the fight.
Right.
Before the fight.
So I figured the whole diss track was going to be about...
Well, first he said, cute song. Why don't you sing it while I'm choking you out or something. Unconscious.
Nice.
And then, so that was actually kind of funny. I was actually, and people, someone wrote, like, when he wrote diss track coming true soon, someone wrote, okay, but it's got to be to a kid's song. Those are the rules.
Oh, that would be dope. That's pretty funny. Yeah.
So then the Old Town Road parody,
yeah,
with Randy and Woodley,
yeah, yeah,
that went viral. I mean, people went, Woodley posted that, but then Usman wrote, oh, really? Word? Because he goes, and then Woodley wrote, because he wrote, like, Usman,
yeah,
you
like,
know
I'm
coming.
Yeah.
He wrote word, and then Woodley goes, yep, and then, like, emoji, like, strong emoji.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was super funny.
All right.
But it was crazy with Dolph Lundgren. I mean, I never thought, I've watched Rocky IV 8 million times.
Sure.
I never thought I'd be in a room with Dolph Lundgren teaching him jokes.
No, you clearly fanned out
awesome.
On that guy,
yeah,
because you were like, look at me with Dolph Lundgren. Here's me, my baby with Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
Here's Dolph Lundgren holding my baby, throwing it to me. Like, it was like, you fanboyed out like a motherfucker.
1,000,000%.
Oh, yeah.
Which I get it. Totally. I get it.
But you know what? The guy hired me for more stuff.
I must crush you.
There you go.
He already emailed me. He's like, yo, Adam, it's Dolph.
That's great.
Awesome.
We're working on it. I got a call with him in a couple hours. But the thing about that was, you know, he was a karate champion,
mm-hmm,
like three-time, the third degree black belt in karate. He fought like Oleg Taktarov in karate.
Really?
Yeah, like he's legit.
Awesome.
I had no idea.
But he didn't know, he knew MMA, but he's not like the biggest fan. So
right.
One of the jokes I wrote for him was like, Tony Ferguson's here, congrats on, you know, getting comeback of the year after beating Donald Cerrone and the 12 voices in your head, right? I thought it was a good joke.
Right.
People were like, somebody wrote, how dare Dolph Lundgren, you know.
Yeah.
So now people were like mad at Dolph
So Lundgren. Now he's getting
oh
shit
God.
Like he doesn't even know. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Dolph.
Jeez.
But meanwhile, Tony... they asked Tony about the joke, and he's like, "I'm gonna ankle pick him later." Like, Tony was like a good sport.
Yeah,
he wasn't. Like,
and that's the thing. Everybody taking umbrage for other people. It's like, if it's not about you, mind your own fucking business.
Thank
people
you.
Like, it's a mental
if
health
he's
joke.
Okay with it, then you be okay with it. And yes, it's a mental health joke, but let's, you know, maybe he's got tougher skin than that. He seemed to be okay with it.
And don't assume that people that suffer mental health don't like to be made fun of or like don't like jokes either.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe that's how they cope with it, is making light of the fact that it's real. But yeah, we can talk about
it. I mean, isn't that what everybody does?
Yeah,
like, everybody takes the shittiest part, the stuff they hate about themselves, and you like make a joke about it.
I have so many jokes with my OCD and this and that. Yeah. I hate having OCD. Yeah. I'm trapped in my fucking head all day. But the way I deal with it is through comedy. That's 1,000%.
I know. It's just the way that, it's amazing the way everyone gets offended for everybody else.
Yeah.
And it's like, look, if it isn't about you, that's the thing. What happened to mind your own fucking business in this world? Mind your fucking business. It ain't involving you. Oh,
the internet happened.
It did. The internet
happened.
Ruined that. Everyone's like, no, I represent all persons of mental illness. And as such, we have decided that this joke is inappropriate. Go fuck yourself. Everybody, fuck yourself.
But so then, Dolph, I was like, hey, man, one of the jokes I wrote for
go fuck all 12 of your personnel.
He goes, listen, he goes, I know about pain. My wife left me for Flavor Flav. That was like,
oh, nice.
That joke crushed.
Okay.
And then I was like, and then one of the jokes I wrote for him was that I said, you know, if you don't know, most people know me as Ivan Drago in Rocky IV. That was the one where the America beat the Russian, but based on the last election, I'd say we're even.
So, nice. Great joke.
Good joke.
And then he goes, don't worry, I'm not going to make any jokes about, you know, your president who's an egomaniac and a tyrant and a dictator, but enough about Dana White.
Nice.
On fire. The joke that bombed, which I thought was a good joke, he goes, you know, actually, he did a thing about Golden Boy MMA, you know, blah, blah, blah. They asked me to rematch Oleg Taktarev, but I was shooting the Expendables. Speaking of Expendable, Mike Goldberg's here.
Oh. No.
People love Goldie, dude.
No.
You,
well,
can't
that's a
you can't make
cut.
Fun of Goldie. You can't make fun of Goldie.
That's a great job.
No, I know, but it's such a like obvious, like on the front thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? like clearly they just, I mean, the guy was the voice, and then they're like, we're done.
Yeah,
we're
cool. We know. We got Anik.
And then he just wound up over at Bellator. Yeah. Like, and he, if you think about it, it's just like they do with all their fighters. I mean, it's like, we're done with you. And Bellator's like, we'll take you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no goodbye. Or,
yeah.
Like, no,
yeah.
No,
see,
no.
that was still to this day, like, how did they not give him like a 1 minute montage at least?
It did seem very cold blooded.
Just a bunch of here we go.
Just like
there he went.
So
Bellator UFC's garage sale.
So that was crazy and UFC's garage sale. So then at the award show, more drama because my wife and my baby were meeting me and I had I was doing the Stratosphere all week.
Sure.
The Strat, then I had a room at like the Palms. So I'm like, I'll take the room at the Palms also. Why not?
And then, for the MMA awards.
Yeah. So,
awesome.
And then my agent came and I gave her the room at the Strat. So I'm like, okay. Cool. But then my wife, they land at 6:30. The awards start at 8 o'clock. Right. I'm like, all right, I'll pick her up.
Ooh,
the airport.
That's tight.
So then, of course, my baby, first time flying, throws up all over her clothes.
Oh,
and
boy.
Then late, and then I'm like, luggage is late, and then I'm getting texts going, Dolph Lundgren wants you. Dolph Lundgren, there's been changes in a monologue. Like, I'm like, oh, shit, I can't, like, piss off Drago, right?
Yeah.
So then I take the baby to the award show with me, leave my wife to get the stage. She's like, I'll stay with the luggage, and then I'll Uber to the place. But I brought I didn't bring the right suitcase.
Now, where were the awards?
Oh, no.
At the Palms. So now I'm at the Palms with the baby, and the people are emailing me for seats. Hey, I wanted seats together, and the UFC wanted seats, and this guy wanted seats. I'm in charge of that. Not in charge of that, but I'm giving everyone. I want to pack.
Right.
And I got my wife texting me, going, "You brought the wrong suitcase. I'm not going. You know, like this has been a disaster." And so now I'm just like fighting with my wife via text. And I did bring the wrong suitcase, or I didn't bring. I thought that she would bring enough clothes for her. I didn't think I'd have. Because when I drove to Vegas,
yeah.
I took her suitcase with me, which had her stuff, but I figured she had. So it was one of those things where it was like,
yeah.
I'm fighting with the wife at the awards. I'm trying to see how Baby Shark's doing. I have my baby with me.
she's covering her ears. It's loud. It's just a whole. I saw my ex-girlfriend there with my new baby. Yeah, it's just
fun.
Oh my fucking! It was.
Sounds like a blast.
Wow.
It was stressful.
Sounds like such a blast.
I believe
if people
want to
know what show business is like, that's it.
Yeah,
there
I think
go.
The technical term for that is. A lot.
A lot.
That's a lot.
A lot. Again, I got my brand new agent with me, and she's trying to like work deals with certain people that are offering. It's just, it's
but so- also, why would, I mean, scheduling wise,
oh, yeah.
6:30, that's, I mean, you're in pre-show mode. You can't be picking up anybody.
I didn't book that.
You
flight.
Can't, yeah, you have to be.
You don't say.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I wouldn't.
At that point.
And I'm like, if you ever had something big in business, I wouldn't just fly in the middle of your thing. And she's like, well, you could have came. She said, she should say leave the car at the airport and put the keys on top of the wheel. Like that's.
What?
Yeah, that's real safe.
No, like, Uber. You just Uber
yeah,
from
the
airport.
You can't see the baby. You need a baby seat.
You
That's why I had to pick up the baby.
Oh.
Because the baby seat. And Uber should have baby seats. There should,
there should be an option to press that button.
I mean, it's an option for like.
And I thought most families traveled with a baby
invalid,
seat.
I don't know what the proper term is. I'm going to say invalids.
Okay.
Because I don't want to say cripples. Handy accessible. If people know, like, if somebody has a wheelchair, like, you have to, you can put on the list, like,
they,
oh, my car, I can fit a wheelchair or whatever. Yeah.
My wife said, how come they don't have an option for babysitting? She's like, oh, well, maybe like lawsuits or it's too expensive or insurance or I don't know. I got to look into that. So, anyway, so that was like, I was dealing with that during the awards and then everything worked out okay, except that I had the group text chat from the UFC, so up till 6 o'clock in the morning doing that. And then I had a PFL game yesterday, so I had to do that video and shows every night. Shows were great. The Lingerie Fighting League showed up.
Nice.
Nice.
That was awesome.
Is that where your ex-girlfriend was?
No. They were very nice. Sometimes and then a lot of fighters came. I saw Dan Hardy, which was awesome.
Saw that.
He came.
Jessica I.
And Jesse Jess. Who like fought each other.
Right.
But they're super cool. And then, yeah, so the fighters, that was awesome. The shows were awesome. Vegas was great. Although, it was hard because Patrick Garrity, who's a really strong road comic, he was booked to headline. And because I didn't know what fight week was going to be, I took the headlining spot, so he was featuring.
So I was following
a headliner, so yeah. I had to be on my game.
I know. Yeah. I went through that with Kayvon, and I'm like, guys, not that I minded following Kayvon. He just has the best t-shirt marketing pitch ever and was outselling the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Not that he was doing better. I mean, he's a brilliant comedian, and I love doing shows with other brilliant comics. That part didn't bother me. He was just eating all my t-shirt sales because he's one of those guys that has the full fucking 3 minute worked into the joke pitch for the t-shirt,
nice.
Whereas I was just doing my set and being like, hey, I got these hats. Buy my hat after the show. And people were just buying up his shirts. No one was buying my hats.
Vegas,
and I'm like, you're killing my money, man.
In Vegas, I just put my shirts on a table and like walk away.
Yeah.
I don't even want to like... Hawk, I'm taking pictures.
Right.
So then Stefan Bonner's like, hey, you want to come? I'm doing pro wrestling, right?
Awesome.
I'm like, okay.
He's doing pro wrestling now?
Yeah, so yes. Friday night.
He is the American Psycho.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So I go to his pro wrestling match. It starts at 12:30 at night, right? On Friday night.
God, that only in Vegas.
In Vegas,
On Fremont Street, outside. It's like
awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Come on.
I love it.
And Baroni's on the card, too. Right?
Can I tell you, this is one of the reasons I really am beginning to like Fremont Street a lot more than the Strip.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
I really am. It's cheaper. There's more shit going on actually right there, accessible. I mean, it's just, and maybe it's because I'm old and I don't like a bunch of nightclubs of bim, 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 whatever, you know, but it seems like it's just more accessible, more fun, it seems like right now.
They got the same tables.
You know, exactly.
They got the same tables as all the other casinos and they're $2-3 cheaper.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You don't get like those angry bachelorette parties that are like a hot girls that are like, oh, we don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, we're too cool for
right,
you.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm just walking next to you. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Or like those.
Put cool, your shoes back
those
on.
Jersey Shore guys.
Relax.
Like, right out of their mind.
Well, I was going to say, it is decidedly less sexy. That's the thing. There are a lot more people you wouldn't want to fuck. Okay.
More
Let's be clear. You go down the strip and there's going to be a lot
because they're 65.
Exactly.
But you could
actually trip them and forget them. But they, you know, on the Strip, it's a lot of hot girls and shitty in tiny clothes. But and on Fremont, there's a lot less of that. That's true. But we're married guys, so yeah. I guess that just means less now.
So yeah. I go to so this thing starts at 12:30 at night outside in Fremont. People are walking around like this is normal, right?
Yeah.
It's wrestling and it's indie wrestling. So I get there and Baroni's pissed because they're not letting him wrestle. Something happened with the promoter. So he's like,
how do you fail a drug test for that? They don't even get, like, you have to come up with cocaine on your nose.
Hey, man, so, I'm ready.
So, so he's heckling people while they're wrestling. Like, there's, like, a Mexican guy, like, a what's it, a Lucha Libre goes, he's not even Mexican, he's fucking Puerto Rican. And the guy's arguing back, what do you want from me? I'm from New York. Like, the guy in Baroni, like, this guy's a fucking fugazi.
That's hilarious.
Right? So Baroni's like, hey, man, can you talk to the, so I go to the promoter, and I'm like, hey, is Baroni wrestling? So he's like, he's doing something. I'm like, well, I came here and paid $20 to watch Phil Baroni wrestle.
Nice, okay.
So, okay, let him wrestle.
I love it. It only took one guy with a $20 complaint. Listen. To get him into the ring. Like, well, listen, we don't want to give this guy $20 back, so let's let Phil fucking
let Baroni go.
This is great.
We're going to let him anyway wrestle, I'm sure. So, because then he was like, he did like a three-way tag team with some, like, one of the Hart cousins, like a Hart brother, like a,
really?
A guy supposed to, like CB Gold tweeting me, was that guy really there? Oh my god, like he DM'd me. Like,
right, right. Losing
exactly,
his mind.
He knew exactly who the guy was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Instagram of course story, he did.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So they let, so Baroni is the funniest wrestler. He comes with this like hot black chick with that escorts him to the thing. He's making out with her the whole
nice.
Time. People were like, but like real, not even like fake making
like
out,
right? Making out
like
with her.
Full on, tongue and down. Yeah, listen, like, Phil Baroni's a fucking stud. There's no getting away. Look at that with the tan and those fucking muscles those and shit.
Fucking muscles.
I thought she was gonna blow him. Like people were like, and keep in mind, there's like 30 people here. Like,
yeah.
Like, so then, like, while the guys are wrestling, he just is getting lap dances. He's supposed to be like from the girl.
Like the next, yeah.
Yeah, like in the audience. And then he goes, and he's like, and he's doing crazy suplexes, and he goes, you fucking suck, motherfucker. You can hear him yelling, you fuck you, right? So, like, his team won. It was 3-on-3. And then Bonner is, like, awesome. He fought a guy I knew who wrestled for ASU, a guy named Kenny, heavyweight, that, like, left. He was one of the number one guy in high school at the time, but he left the team because he opened up his own, like, online webcam model in college and made, like, $1 million with, like, college girls.
Good for you, dude. Wow. Good for you.
Listen.
So now he's pro wrestling, this guy.
Awesome.
And
he's got the time. He's got the money.
So he wrestled Bonner. Bonner did like an off the top rope, like Macho Man.
Elbow. Yeah, yeah.
I think he broke his elbow doing it. But and then there was one girl that was hilarious. Her nickname was the what's it called? Like what's that called? That dancing, aerobic dancing, that girl.
Jazzercise.
Kind of like, yeah, yeah. Jazzercise.
Zumba.
She was like, her nickname was like the Zumba girl, and she would like knock the guy down and then do N1 and
Taibo
and like step on him like.
Dude. Yeah, that's like jazzercise, yeah. like the Richard Simmons shit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So it was that was a fun night, but at 3 a.m. I left. I like missed the main event. I was like, I gotta go home. This is like
3 a.m. is pretty late.
So anyway, how are you? What's going on with you?
What is going on with me, man? I don't know. I've been around. What happened last? Oh, last week was a great. I mean, it's 4th of July week.
Yeah.
So I did the traditional stuff. You know, 4th of July was awesome. We did the went to the beach during the day, and then went to the Hollywood Bowl and saw the fireworks at night. And you know, it was a blast. We had a really wonderful time. And then Friday and Saturday, I think I was at the Ha Ha, obviously, because that's where I'm at when I'm in town. And that was, I think that was about it. It was a very relaxing weekend. It was nice.
And Tyler, you?
Cool. Same thing. Yeah. 4th of July was, went down to Dana Point with the girlfriend and her sister and her fiance and then their parents and just barbecued and nice. Fished
little
and
hand job
went
on
the
beach,
water.
Like
no hand job on the beach. I'm a little in the doghouse right now cause we were supposed to go up to Sonoma with her parents on Friday and everybody was saying, just stay. And she really wanted to go, apparently, but we stayed. And now the whole weekend she was pissy. And so it's my fault, of course, because I didn't say, let's just go. But whatever. Oh. It's, you know, it happens.
Yeah, okay.
That's how it works.
So long as you're fine.
That's how it works.
I got heckled by my baby at my comedy show.
That's magnificent.
So my wife, I'm like, bring the baby to the show. I want her to meet the fighters and everything. You know, people came. So I'm on stage. I'm like, hey, how's it going? What's up, people? And I hear, dada, dada. And I go, yes, daddy's here, dada. She goes, dada, dada. I'm like, great. I'm like, now I'm being heckled by a 10-month-old.
Love it.
And they had to, like, remove her.
Get her out. Get her the fuck out of here.
Security. Get that tiny heckler out of here.
And then at the MMA Awards, I had to go pick up a check. So I go, at the after party, I, like, my wife and I were fighting. We made up. I go downstairs with the baby at, like, 11 at night to the Circle Bar at the Palms. And the bartender's like, oh, she can't be here. I go, she has ID. And then, like, then the next day at the pool, I go to the pool and Duke Rufus and his wife are there. And Rufus's wife goes, that's the girl who got kicked out of the bar last
I love it, dude.
So let's talk about the fights. All right. So the Ben Askren
fight.
Let's talk about Askren. Oh, we'll start with that.
Benjamin.
I would just like to say I did go 4-1 in my predictions for the main card, which was shocking because but I was literally going, who do I legit think are going to win these? Not who do I want to win?
That was pretty easy.
Right.
And was it that easy? What was yours? Did you?
I didn't do it because I had a bad feeling about the Askren fight. And I told people that. I don't like this. There's something about this fight I don't like. The way that Masvidal paired up against Ellenberger, the way he moves, how he's good with wrestling. And I was like, and Ben, I'm like, I spent a lot of time with Ben, and I was worried about his focus, right? And I even said to Woodley, I'm like, dude, is Ben focused, man? I mean, he's texting me like 3 a.m. about videos and this. Yeah. And I go, and I said, and I've been like,
he's supposed to be in camp.
I've been responding to his texts, like, hey, man, like, let's worry about this after you win the belt. You know, like, you know, I'm trying to be as good of a friend without, like, what am I going to tell Ben Askren? You know,
Exactly.
The guy achieved more in sports than all.
Listen, Ben. You should be sleeping right now, Ben.
The guy won 2-time national champion, Olympian wrestler, 18-0. As a fighter,
yeah,
or 19-0, obviously.
But let's keep in mind his last fight; he barely squeaked that out, you know, right at the last second.
So I said to Woodley, I see Tyron at the awards. I'm like, Tyron, you know, and I probably don't know if he's saying this, but I'm like, Tyron, you know, how's Ben? I'm worried about him. He goes, why? I go, dude, he's asking me about comedy tours and this and that. I love the guy. Is he focused? And Tyron says to me, look, that's the way he's always been. He said this guy, and he was a college wrestling teammate.
Yeah,
he'd be hanging out on the stands, bullshitting with the guys, like, hey, Ben, you got to wrestle in 3 seconds. Oh, really? My bad. Go and pin the state champ in like 45 seconds, right? And then I saw Rufus. I go, how's Ben looking? Ben's looking great. I go, is he focused? And he goes, dude, that's Ben.
Ben is never focused.
He said one time during a Bellator fight, one of his buddies was like, I bet I could pin you in a cradle. He goes, no, you can't. He's wrestling in the back, telling the guy to postpone the fight before he goes out because he wants to prove to his friend, his buddy, that he could pin him in a cradle. Like, that's Ben. And then Tyron said to me, look, that's how Ben is. He goes, if I'm doing that, there's something wrong. If Ben's doing that, then so I'm like, all right, you know what?
Right, that's his style. That's how he stays comfortable, I guess.
As a comic,
he stays loose by just not being over-focused.
As a comedian, most of my best sets were always like when I'm late for the show, I'm running right into, like, you're on next. Or if
right.
I know
right. You're not sitting in the room stewing and overthinking everything.
I'm texting somebody. I'm on my Twitter before the show. I'll go on. But that's my thing, because if I'm over, it's like one of those things where if I'm doing a new joke and I do like 17 old jokes to get to that new joke, that's all I'm thinking about is the new joke. The new joke's gonna fucking bomb. Because I'm putting too much pressure in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that being said, right? I was thinking like, oh fuck, there's something off. I don't feel right about this, right? And I watched the fight, and you know, obviously we know what happened. And I watched Ben's interview on Ariel Helwani yesterday, and he was super. I've never met a more mensch. And he said, "Listen, you know," he said, "it's I forgot the term he said." He goes, "But it's you know, I forgot the term he said." Basically, he's like, "Look, I was 18-0 using my style. Now people are gonna like question what I'm doing.
Right?
Obviously, what I was doing was right. I was winning. Right? So." And he goes, I got knocked out. I got caught with a flying knee. I didn't get dominated for 15 minutes.
Right.
I didn't get this. So, yeah.
And he did say, I mean, in that interview, he said, you know, I told Duke in the back, like, I have a feeling he's going to try to do something funny right away. Like, didn't think it would be that. And he said, to his credit, you know, like, I've always said, who gets caught with a flying knee? Like, you can see it coming. But it was so fast. But it was so fast.
Well, I think he knew that he was going to try and take him down immediately, so he just guessed right.
Yeah.
But he did kind of duck into it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure.
He was going in for it. Looked like he was he was going in for a double.
Like he was going for a double. It looked like he was
not
sort
for
of,
a double. He was probably just gonna. Yeah, he was probably just gonna body lock, push him up against the cage or something.
Exactly.
But he was
pressing in.
Yeah.
And he figured he was gonna. He guessed right.
Yeah.
He's gonna try and grab me. So I'm just gonna jump up and boom. And it was a perfect guess.
Look, I don't know, but at the same time, if this is Ben Askren, look, if Ben Askren was retired, he was retired.
Yeah.
And then they
well, not guess, he planned right.
And then all of a sudden, right. They were like, hey, come back in. And he was, his striking has not really evolved to like these other guys have. And he hasn't needed it. So I have so many different things about this. Is this a case of where things has caught up to him, like Ronda Rousey's judo all of a sudden wasn't working on everybody? Or is it a case of, he's not 25-year-old Ben Askren? Because people are like, Ben Askren didn't beat anybody tough. Really? Diego Lima? The guy that just knocked out MVP?
Yeah.
That guy's not good? I mean, Jay Haran was a great fighter. A great fighter. People forget about how good Jay Haran was. My friend at Extreme Couture was like, he's the guy at the gym that stands out. Everybody.
Right.
And then the other guy, the Russian guy that he beat, the Russian champion that he beat from Bellator. I mean, he ran through everybody in Bellator. And that guy, they were saying, he ran through everybody in Bellator.
Yeah.
But...
dude, anytime a UFC caliber fighter gets caught within a minute, it's a mistake. It's a mistake.
Or not a mistake, but a fluke.
A fluke.
He's saying it's not a fluke. Yeah. They had it planned. You know, but
I didn't say he planned right. He said he was gonna try and do
that. I'm not saying Masvidal didn't plan right, but 9 times out of 10 that happens, and it's a graze, or he sees something coming. That was just—I mean, it just happened. The stars were aligned,
but
you know. The stars were aligned, and good on Masvidal for knowing that. Like,
without that, though, I think Masvidal was going to win that fight.
I don't know, but here's where I get nervous, though, is that Ben Askren.
We'll never know.
I got nervous. I got nervous when I saw, obviously, when the Robbie Lawler fight happened, and then when the Jordan Burroughs wrestling match happened, because everyone's like, "It's Jordan Burroughs, Jordan Burroughs." But let's not forget that Ben Askren was also an Olympic wrestler,
right?
And Jordan, and in Ben Askren's prime, could he have beaten Jordan Burroughs in his prime? Bubba Jenkins beat Jordan Burroughs in college.
Yeah.
I mean, Ben Askren, I think, is a better wrestler than Bubba Jenkins. So I think.
Yeah, it's arguable.
He was a 2-time NOUS champion. Bubba was only a 1-time NOUS champion. So I don't know. Has his wrestling devolved? Is he the same guy that he was when he was 25 years old? He's 35 years old now. He's got 3 kids. Is he a little bit past his prime? I don't know.
I mean, he may be past his athletic prime, but the thing is with, like, especially with grappling arts, is, like, you don't get worse. If you keep training, like, you're not going to get worse.
But where is
You might not have that explosive, but you learn to make up for that. Like, my lungs are shit right now, but I go to practice and can do the same thing that I do because I know, all right, this is how I need to move. I need to make it work with this skill set rather than with this skill set.
I don't know.
And you make it happen.
When I was lobbying for Ben Askren for those 5 years of begging, and I literally asked Dana White to his face, please sign Ben Askren.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would have beaten Ben Askren
five years ago. Yeah.
Now, I don't know. I don't know. But, I mean, Duke Rufus is saying he's looked great. Duke's not going to bullshit.
Right.
You know? Duke's not going to put him in that situation where I don't think Ben needs a
Duke also gave us CM Punk, so... he might bullshit a little bit.
That was a half million.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't give a shit.
I don't know if Ben needs that money. I don't know. I just know that I was super depressed afterwards, like to the point where like I couldn't sleep.
Damn.
I was really, my wife's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. And then she's like, there was an earthquake the night before, and my wife wanted to leave Vegas. It happened right before the show. So the whole crowd's fucking shaking. I'm in the back. And my wife's like, let's go. Let's go. I'm like, everyone's here to see me. You care more about the crowd than me and your daughter? I'm like, no, but...
There's going to be an earthquake either way.
Well, the earthquake's over.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
I'm like, how are we sitting
and it's
on
over.
The ground? We're closer to the fault. You know? Yeah.
That's not the best argument, but
no,
okay.
No, but I'm like, what are we
going to do? And it's over. The earthquake's over.
Yeah, exactly.
So she's like, you were more upset about the earthquake, about Ben Askren losing than the earthquake. I'm like, well, because... someone got hurt in the fight. No one got hurt in the earthquake.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
My friend got hurt in
my
the fight.
Yeah. But like after seeing his interview, I called him the next day. I spoke to him and I was like, listen, man, because like, everybody was just lighting him up. And I didn't realize that after Darren Till lost, he wrote Darren Till,
hard, yeah.
You just got killed. You suck. Like roasted or something. Boom, roasted. Like, so that, he even said, like, it's fair game to fuck with me. But I called him up and I was like, hey, man, look, at least, you know, in 5 seconds, now you know who your real friends are.
Yeah.
And now you know who your fans are. So it took you, so he laughed about that. But that's, that's true. I mean, in five, and he said,
in five seconds,
you know who's behind you and who's not. I'm obviously not waiting.
I mean, he made me feel like a superstar because it took me six, so.
Oh, you got knocked down in 6 seconds?
Yeah, I got knocked down in 6 seconds, so I got one up on Ben Askren there.
Wow. You were wearing headgear, too, right?
No, no.
Oh, okay, I'm kidding. You were wearing a football helmet.
I was wearing a football helmet.
But yeah, but that was just, I was...
He was wearing a cup over his face.
Look, right.
there was a guy that, when I wrestled in high school, his name was Leary, Angus Leary, two brothers, Angus and Conan, right?
Awesome.
And one of the guys got pinned with a spladle, which is like the most embarrassing move you can get pinned in the finals of the state tournament. Like, in like 8 seconds, he got pinned with a spladle. And then a month later was the Nationals. And this guy beat the shit out of everybody in the Nationals.
Yep.
He was on a mission. In my fantasy, Askren just says, he gets off the internet, he says, fuck this shit. He comes back and he runs through the whole division. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
You know, is it going to happen? I don't know.
But it could.
I'm always going to be Askren's friend and fan for life. I hate the fact that people were like there was a kid on the wrestling team. I'm not going to say his name. That he goes, really 5 seconds? I wrote a picture of me and Askren. Like, I'm always going to get back. And he's like, but 5 seconds? I go, dude, you got pinned by a 12-year-old.
Exactly.
I didn't write that, but I wanted to be like, you went.
Just talking shit to our own kids. You.
I'm like, you went 2-4 this year in sixth grade wrestling. Like, this guy made the Olympics. I'm like, my wife's like, do it, put that. I'm like, no, I'm not going to start.
You're going to start an online beef with my own athlete.
Coach. It probably wouldn't be the best way to, you know, but yeah. Anyway, so so let's talk about John Jones.
Wait, what about Nunez and my girl Holly?
Oh, poor Holly.
I know. Holly. I love her so
did
much.
Did her dirty.
But I knew she was. I mean, Nunez is this. Just a
well,
more rounded
okay,
fighter.
So here, right when she threw that first, the little side John Jones side thigh kick, I called the head kick right after that. Because her hand came down, her left hand came down to like her waist when she threw that. And you could see Amanda Nunes see it.
Zero
and
in
go,
on it.
Oh, okay. And now she started throwing body kick. Waits for Holly to do that. And that's exactly how it happened. She hopped in with that little side kick. Amanda sidestep. Bang, right on the money. Like, I watched it unfold. Like, holy shit, is this actually... Am I going to be right about this? Is it going to happen? And it happened.
But after the Askren thing, it was, like anticlimactic.
It was a little bit.
It's like, wow, that one took a minute.
Yeah. God.
That fight went on forever.
Greatest female fighter, my ass.
You're like, wow, she got back up.
Yeah, right?
Didn't get back up. You know,
like, I know, poor Askren
was
out cold.
I mean, it was... Dude, Amanda's a fucking...
And that's another thing, though.
Animal.
With the Masvidal, the way he reacted afterwards, I wasn't a fan of. I mean...
I wasn't a fan of the punches. He did say, look, that's my job. Like, it's the ref's job to push me off and I go, which I fully understand and can get behind. But, like, fuck, dude. The guy's stiff. You know he's out.
Right.
Like, you know he's out.
But also, but lying down.
But that is the way it goes. You get on, you get a few more in before the ref stops you. You can't risk them suddenly coming to, and the ref be like, okay, let it go. And then
of course. No, yeah. Which, so I didn't
you
have like
have
an
to
issue.
Do
it,
that.
It's
absolutely.
More of like a, all right, like it's legal, it's fine, but it's a little in bad taste.
Lying down afterwards and like mocking him and like, that was just like, look, I've hung out with Masvidal before. He's a super sweet guy. He's a nice guy. Not an asshole. But he's like, well, he was trash talking. The trash talk he was saying, it wasn't like the, let's say, Colby Covington or Charles Sonnen or Connor, where you're insulting the guy's religion.
Right, right.
You're insulting the guy's, like, you know, country. He was saying things like, hey, Masvidal, I'm more of a man than you. I mean, it's just it's not right. Like, hey, your hair's messed up. I mean, it was things that, like...
I think a lot. I think you also have to keep in mind, though, that, I mean, the guy's got all this energy. that he's waiting to expend during this fight, and he got to throw one kick and two punches. But no, that's, you still got a lot of...
That is a thing,
because he was kind of running around like, what do I do? What, I mean, like, I could... He wasn't tired at all.
He didn't fight.
He didn't fight.
That's
and
not
so
why he did it. So then go for a jog.
But I'm just saying that I feel like that could have played into it. Like, what do I do? You know what I mean? Like,
I thought he was... I couldn't believe how... It actually, that thing worked. You saw him the day before practicing that.
Yeah.
And him texting that. I mean, the fact that they knew exactly where Ben's head was going to be and this time.
Well, and he kind of missed it. If you look at it, like a typical flying knee usually like will go into the head. Like this kind of grazed his head and hit him almost on like the clavicle or the neck. And I think that could have been, because if you get hit hard enough, like at the base of your neck, that's, you're stiff. It's almost worse. Like, if you take a chop down there, so that knee just coming straight in, I think it just froze everything. Almost like a stinger in football. I felt like guys hit, and, like, their necks just freeze up, and everything shuts off, you know?
It reminded me of a guy getting knocked down in football.
Yeah.
That's what I told Ben.
It was a neck thing. It wasn't, like, his jaw. It wasn't his head. It was, like, I think it was his neck just like, nah, we're good. We're not doing anything right now. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And freeze the muscles, because then it's like everything encases. If you have the hard, tense muscles rather than the limp, like, knockout that you would see from a jaw punch or something.
Don't know. I felt like I could tell the kids act like you've been there before.
Mm-hmm.
And they win. And I think even with, like, Woodley, you know, he Woodley knocks people out and then walks away.
Right.
And I was talking to Tyron about it, and he said, yeah, but man, this guy's... grew up on the street, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the difference between Ben and Masvidal. Like, well, there's a lot of differences, but this guy was fighting for free in Kimbo's backyard.
Yeah,
you know, like, that's a whole different thing. But you know what? Masvidal was on the receiving end of one of the best submission of the year. It was that fight where he got triangled with against Toby Amata. If you want to see the best submission victory you'll ever see, Google Toby Amata versus Masvidal. It was about 8 years ago. Masvidal was beating the shit out of Toby Amata. Like, it looked like everything, 10-8 round. And then he had him, and he picked him up, and he hit a triangle from when...
It was like a reverse triangle, yeah.
From when he picked him up, and Masvidal was out. So, you know, the fact that he is now on the receiving of the best knockout is pretty damn cool. John Jones, what do we think about that?
What's up, people? Baseball season is in full swing, and placing a wager on baseball has never been more exciting than with betonline.ag.
This week, the Cubs are playing the Pirates, and the Marlins are playing the Nationals.
Guess what? Because you're a loyal listener of MMA Roasted and CLNS Media, we are giving you an extra 50% added onto your sports betting bankroll when you go to clnsmedia.com/winning and use code CLNS50. The best part is the bonus will be added onto your balance within seconds. Yes. Again, support our podcast by going to clnsmedia.com/winning and use the code CLNS50. Also, a minimum deposit of $25 is required for the bonus. And please see BetOnline's general rules for additional terms and conditions regarding bonuses. Check it out. BetOnline.ag. It is the best.
I liked it.
Yeah, I mean,
I liked the decision for Jones.
Yep.
I mean, obviously Santos came out like first two rounds. He was hitting them. He was kicking them hard, and I think that played into Jones. The reason I love John Jones, like I don't like him as a person. Really, I've always thought he was fake. Even in the very beginning, it's like, all right, bro, just fucking be a fighter. Like, we know you like to party. We know you like to stop fucking throwing Jesus on everybody. We get it. But he's so good. The reason I like John Jones, his mental game and his ability to adapt and, like, change pace, change, like, just change the fight. He dictates everywhere that fight goes. And it showed. Like, he knows, all right, this dude can knock me out. This dude can hit me hard. I'm going to keep my distance. I'm going to pepper him. I don't need to dominate him. I don't need to, like, show everybody that I'm the fucking goat. Everybody already knows. All I need to do is beat him. And he did.
Yeah,
well, like, I loved it. And I've seen this out of John Jones before, which is sometimes it seems like he enjoys fighting so much that he doesn't want to finish the fight.
Right.
He's like, no, no, no. I got this guy beat.
No, I want to beat you.
I've got him beat, but I want to enjoy beating you for all five rounds.
Right.
Like, I could definitely knock you out. I mean, his leg was all fucked up. Oh, come on. That guy was a wounded duck, fucking just blah, blah, all around
the ring.
He absolutely knew he could have taken him out of
the
point.
Did you see the report that came out?
No, he had ACL, MCL.
Yes.
Every single ligament in his
knee. He was enjoying it. The fact of the matter is, he only gets to have these kind of fights for so long, every so often.
Right.
And so he didn't want it to end.
No.
He knew he had it on the cards, and he knew he could put him out at any single time.
Because
the guy did. Which that I found remarkable that it was a split decision. That I thought was unbelievable. The guy's limping around on one leg, no power, barely connecting. John was toying with him for the last three rounds.
Yeah.
I thought Jones definitely won at three rounds out of five, but I think he would also fear the guy's power.
Yeah, for sure, because you still carry that power. So I do agree with you a little bit in that he knows he's safe to a certain extent, so why not let this lesson last for the whole five rounds?
Right, he kept out of power range.
Right, right.
He'd be okay.
Exactly. So it's like, but that makes it look like he's quote unquote toying with him, when in fact it's just, I'm not going to fucking get into a place where he can hit me.
Knock me out.
Yeah.
We can get lucky.
I know I can stay right here and beat him.
But
I know I can
leg,
do that.
That fucked up. Does he still have that power?
Yeah. Fucking playing on the other leg, dude. That's a big boy,
dude. But that leg was fucked up.
People were crying robbery, and I'm like, what?
Robbery? No.
No, especially in a championship.
The fact that it was split actually shocked the shit out of me.
Even a split decision, like in a championship fight, if you're going to take that belt, you have to fucking take that belt. You do not win the belt on a split decision.
Right, by surviving.
You know, like,
I think that Jones is so good that if you keep it close, people will give you the win.
Right.
He's so used to that.
Right.
Like, oh.
I mean, it was the same with Gus. You know, like everybody said the same thing Gus.
That was that you could. That was a lot closer than this one, I think.
It was, but like he didn't win. Like John Jones beat him, you know.
But it was a lot closer. Than
but it's
one.
The same idea of like, well, nobody's done that to John Jones, so he won. Like no, he's
it's
still
like Mayweather,
won the fight. Right. Somebody hit Mayweather, they win the fight. Like no, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
Now Luke Rockhold. Oh
fuck,
man,
that one surprised me. I really thought, you know, here he is, come back. You time, you know, let's see it, Luke. And
but I feel like every fight that Luke Rockhold's ever lost, aside from Yoel Romero, Luke could have won if he just keeps his hands up.
Yeah.
Like he just.
Well, and
well
that's
not
a,
even.
He,
go
well,
ahead.
It did seem like he was getting comfortable. Like he got comfortable.
Yeah. You get into, there's those certain positions, right? You know this from wrestling. There's certain positions that you get in where you can just go, oh, I know what to do here. I'm fine here. And it all it was a clinch. He had the underhook. He slipped his hand out, and instead of Luke going back to his face thinking a punch is coming, it's like, ah, we were just grappling. Everybody slips the hand out and backs up and takes that 1 second reset and then goes back in. And all he did was just throw a punch instead. So it's like a split second mental mistake of like, oh, I've been here before. I know what to do. Okay, he got the underhook out. All right, back up, and bang. It was
and
like,
the thing about Luke,
fuck, man.
Luke and Dana don't like each other.
Yeah.
And they were not giving him favorable matchups. Like, you know, Luke beats Jan, you know, Blachowicz. What does that really do for Luke in the rankings?
Not much.
And if he loses, like, he's fucked.
Yeah.
It seems like even with the UFC, if they don't like you at 170, they're like, okay, you got to go through Robbie Lawler and Masvidal. It's like, why is Colby Covington fighting Robbie Lawler? I don't like Colby.
Because they don't fucking like him.
He won the interim belt. Usman has the belt.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't they just fight each other to unify the belts?
Yeah.
No, you have to get through Robbie Lawler, who's coming off technically a loss to Ben Askren.
It's a little strange.
I mean,
that one I really have no explanation
well, I mean,
for
Colby
that.
Goes
like,
and calls Dana bitch tits, and you know. Like, Dana's a good friend of mine, but he doesn't like when people call him bitch tits on the internet.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, especially if you're a fighter on his roster that he has complete power over. Like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Well, I feel like some guys think that, like, and you know, the comedy, like, okay, I'm going to pick a fight with someone or I'm going to insult that person, and then they're going to be cool with it because of how good I am or whatever. And certain guys are like, no, like, you cross a line. And they make your life worse.
Yep. If you think you're more valuable than you are, if you make that mistake, like, it's hard to come back from.
Don't get me wrong, though. I mean, the good thing for Colby is that, like, It doesn't seem like Woodley's very favorable to the UFC either.
No.
It seemed like Usman is the only guy that, like, Askren, the UFC didn't like.
And even Usman, though, like, they don't, like, promote him.
Well, they didn't
it's
like,
just like, yeah, he's there.
They didn't like him when cool. he said, I only went 30%. And then he said, Dana, where's my title shot?
Yeah.
Like, Dana was like, okay, you
know. Why am I going to give you a title shot for going 30%?
Yeah, it was, I don't know. That 170, I think, is the deepest division, but it also has the most characters.
I don't know. I'd say 55 over 70. 55 has killers, man. All the way down to, like, number 20.
Speaking of which, we didn't talk about Vince winning.
Oh! Yeah. Vince from Hell of a Shell, my man.
Looking good.
I'm so
really,
fucking happy,
you know
dude.
What? Yeah, no shit. Like, the way he looks now that he's just totally refocused on fighting, he was so shredded.
Yeah.
He was so ready. Like, it just, I was like, yes, this is the From Hell Pashel we've been wanting to see.
Yes, but we didn't get a shout out.
It's all right.
Told,
I know.
I'm kidding. I was so happy for Vince.
There was some
I know. I'm watching it. He gave like everybody else in his life a shout out. Except
for my fucking second grade teacher. Said I wouldn't be shit. Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Just fucking. He went down the road. It's like, okay, we should be next.
Yeah.
Okay, after this guy. Okay, after that guy. Right, of course. That person who, okay, yeah, his babysitter.
The
okay.
mailman.
Like, fucking everybody. And then it's like, oh, okay, I guess.
I love the EA Sports.
He's like the guy who cockwalked me back in eighth grade.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Actually, you know, I wanted to get a shout out was Ween Dog. I was really hoping he would get one.
Yeah.
Like, because he really, really wanted one. That would have made his whole. All right, Chiesa versus Diego Sanchez. Diego has the best submission defense I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, yeah. And did you see the newest announcement with Diego? He's going to the combat jiu-jitsu, the EBI combat jiu-jitsu.
Good.
I mean, I think he's probably going to keep fighting, too.
Oh, no.
I mean,
why?
It's because it's Diego. He doesn't think. He feels.
You see his interview before?
Yeah, it was fucking amazing. It made me believe so much in Diego Sanchez. I was like, yes.
He's like, I'm not the smartest cookie in the cookie jar or something. And then he said, he goes, explanation mark. Exclamation points.
Exclamation point.
Yeah.
Mark.
It's like, I'm
explanation mark.
Marlon Vera won. That was a good fight.
Didn't see that one.
Claudia beat Randa Marcos. That was a weird fight.
Yeah.
That was a really, really weird fight. My girl Penny Kanzad lost to Julia Avila. She looked good. She looked really good. Fights this week.
Hold on. Before we get to fights this week, unfortunately, I got to bone out, my man.
Really?
Yeah. No. Are we winding up, though? Maybe we'll just...
We're winding
okay,
up.
We're winding up.
We're right, winding up. All, stick around for 10 minutes.
First of all, PFL this week. Great. Kayla Harrison, two-time Olympian in judo.
Yes. Judo Kayla. Let's
at
go.
155. There's a lot of good fighters on this card. My man, David Michaud, good friend of mine. He's fighting on the card. He's awesome. So it's gonna be that's good. Also, that's this Thursday, Friday, Bellator, Julia Budd, who's an amazing fighter. No one ever talks about her, but she's good. And Chidi Bang is fighting.
Chidi Bang.
Chidi Bang is fighting Rafael Carvalho, and then Ed Ruth, who was like one of the best wrestlers in the country. He's back. He lost to Gracie, that one fight. And then this week, UFC, ESPN Plus, Jermaine Durandamé. We haven't seen in a while. You don't like her?
She's going to get stomped.
By Aspen Ladd?
My girl Aspen Ladd is going to beat that ass.
I don't know.
And then she's going to sick her dogs on her.
Dude, this girl's like 87 and 0 in
yeah,
kickboxing.
I don't know. I have a good feeling about Aspen Ladd in that one. I think she's a little more dynamic. She's obviously younger, hungrier. Like, she wants it. She's a fucking killer.
She is a killer. Sweet Tanya.
Yeah.
Everybody. Uriah Faber versus Ricky Simone. Faber's back.
How?
I know, right?
Well, I mean, not that he's not in shape. I mean, obviously, he's still training people and still coaching, so he's in a certain amount of shape.
Alpha male daddy needs to show these young kids how to do it.
I guess.
They can't fucking win a fight, man.
Fighting a killer, though. Ricky Simone, 14-1.
Yeah. In Sacramento, which for, you know, both of them, it's their hometown, so.
Mirsad Bektik, who I hung out with before. Good guy, great fighter.
Bektik is
fighting
awesome.
Josh Emmett.
Ooh, I like that fight.
I like
that. What was the last Josh Emmett fight? Was that the one that he,
Was it after Ricardo?
It was like the knees?
Ricardo Lamas, is that the one where he...
Or Ricardo Lamas, KO'd him.
Yeah, but I think he fought after that, right? Andre Fili... Touchy-feely.
Touchy-feely.
Yeah. He's back. He's
fighting Shaven Moras. Should be a good fight.
Ooh, Black House Kid, right? Yeah. That's a tough. That's a tough fight for Felix. Yeah, I think he will. I think he's a little better, but Shaman, he's fucking scary. He's strong as shit, and he can hit like a truck. So
hope Andre wins.
Hopefully he doesn't get caught.
And my girl, Juliana Pena.
Yay!
Mother, who's a hottie, fun, who's awesome. It's funny, Nico Montano, who won the Ultimate Fighter, Native American, but has not fought since. Like, keeps pulling out of fights.
Yeah, she's pulled out of like three fights since the Ultimate Fighter.
But come on,
is it all injuries or?
I don't know. Something weird is going on.
Michael Johnson, he beat Michael Johnson.
In his last fight,
Josh Emmett did, yeah.
Wow. Knocked him out, right?
Knocked him out in the third round.
Ooh. That ain't easy to do.
With like 15 seconds.
Jeez.
So Juliana's fighting, and Darren Elkins, the Damage.
Darren Damage.
Darren is back.
His girlfriend does comedy. She did the show with us. She's his wife. She does stand-up comedy.
Nice.
And awesome.
She's really funny. She's really like sweet voice and says the most disgusting shit you ever hear in your life.
Awesome.
Gotta love it.
Love it.
He's fighting Ryan Hall.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yikes.
Okay, here's what I'll say about Darren Elkins is so fucking, he's going to be one of those guys that like pisses off jiu-jitsu guys. Where you're like, I know you should be tapping to this right now. Like, I can hear your arm breaking, but they just don't.
But against Ryan Hall?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like Ryan Hall will win. He'll eventually get him, but it's going to be a lot of failed attempts. I think it's going to be a lot of failed attempts.
Possibly that Darren said it's going to punch him in the head, and Ryan's going to be like, this is not what I want to do.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
This is going to be a good one.
I'm very excited.
I don't know. I'm
very excited.
Because
he's not going to play the shit.
I think it's Ryan all night.
I just don't think...
Darren also, talk about Damage, he's the one that's taking all the damage.
Yeah, he's the one that takes the damage, right?
I don't know that he has...
Well, you got a guy that's good at everything versus a guy who's great at one thing.
Yeah.
So...
Khabib.
Khabib. Darren, again, a couple of years ago, I might have said
Jiu-Jitsu's
Darren, but
Khabib.
Considering where Darren's at now, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't think he's...
Darren Hall, but also Ryan Hall has no power.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to knock him out. He's going to have to take him down. I think if he plays a more traditional, like, top game pressure and just, like, sits and lands elbows and sits on top, if he can do that.
Based on what?
There you go.
Who, Elkins, you mean?
No, Ryan Hall.
Ryan Hall's an elbow?
Yeah,
somebody?
Why not?
Well, has he ever
he's a jiu-jitsu guy.
I feel like every time he fights, it's like...
All you have to do is get on top.
Where, like, you're just doing the same stupid move over one kick.
One kick.
But it works. I don't know. I like him.
Maybe he picked up some tricks.
For me, it's more about... I just think Darren has taken so much damage. I don't know
but
that he's
a guy that can't hurt him.
Yeah, he's not going to... I mean, he's not going to take the kind of damage...
I mean, you can hurt him by breaking his ankle.
Exactly. Right? He's not going to be, like, beating the shit out of him. He's not going to have to worry about taking those punches to the face. Which, who knows? Like, maybe it'll fuck with Elkins a little bit if he's not getting hit so hard.
Yeah, maybe it's just user. Maybe that's what he thrives on.
What is happening?
I don't know.
I got Ryan Hall.
What do you got coming up, Greg?
This Friday, I will be at headlining The Dirty at 12:30 in Las Vegas at the South Point.
Nice. And you?
Nice. Friday, I'm going to the OC Fair to see Revolution.
Nice.
What's Revolution?
Revolution is like a white guy reggae band from Santa Cruz.
Oh, nice.
So just a lot of weed and
I saw Machine Gun Kelly
music.
In concert, by the way.
That's nice.
Fun. Amazing concert.
Really?
I didn't realize the guy sings, plays the guitar, doesn't just rap. He's like
really?
A really, really good guitar player.
He's like Kid Rock.
Exactly like Kid Rock.
Yeah.
They have a song together, actually. A really good song.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a rapper. And no, he's like completely evolved. Like it was all different kinds of music.
Huh.
It was a really good show.
I'll have to listen to some Machine Gun Kelly.
Is that it? Anything else?
Yeah, Friday. And then competing in August, I think. I forget where it is. Somewhere down South Bay, something.
Can I tell you something there? While I do not necessarily agree with Kid Rock's politics, I've always been a Kid Rock fan.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a fan of his music.
Yeah,
and,
I like Kid Rock.
It is one of the things about me. My wife doesn't dislike a lot of things about me, but she hates that I like Kid Rock.
At least it's not Nickelback.
So, exactly.
At least it's not Nickelback.
I can separate the artist from their politics.
I agree with that, too. No, I don't even think it's about the politics. I think it's the music.
Oh, really?
I think
she's like, fucking garbage.
Kid Rock.
I understand. I understand how you could hate Kid Rock.
I understand it, too.
Yeah, for sure. But,
I mean, I know,
whatever. To each his own.
I was a fan from the 90s on, so what are you going to do?
Yeah. Bow with the Ba.
Bow with the Ba was one of the greatest.
Great song.
Well, great album. That album,
it is a great
Devil
album.
Without a Cause, is an incredible fucking album.
It is.
In terms of rap rock.
I'll be at the Off the Hook Comedy Club July 18th, 21st in Naples, Florida. In Naples. Go to adamhunter.com. Check me out. Thank you guys so much for doing the podcast. Hope you guys have a great week.
Sons and trap, don't sons trap, don't sons trap. Tune in sons to hook jim durpo lan. Tada stolt and durpo la moro.